Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you to grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Hello.
Shalom.
Shalom. That's a good one. Well, we've been gone for a little bit. We have 2 weeks, so we're playing catch up. But we're glad to be back with you guys. I'm sorry we left you hanging. But listen, we're going to do our role of the Holy Spirit part 3. And we're just kind of going to recap a little bit about what we've been talking about, because I mean, the role of the Holy Spirit is phenomenal. That's, I don't know how any other way to put it. And so we want to make sure that we don't miss anything on
Amen.
It.
Amen. Amen.
And so, if we go back, we've learned that he testifies about Jesus. He convicts mankind of sin. He will show the future. He will glorify Jesus. I mean, he's everything.
Involved. He's involved.
He's been there from the beginning, folks.
Amen.
He's our comforter, counselor, helper.
He's all of the above.
Yes.
He's a friend.
Yes.
He's a friend. He's our paraclete. He's our helper. And he's a third person. He's a third person of the Trinity. And so I'm so thankful tonight that he dwells permanently in believers.
Yes.
I mean, when he came to set up camp in our lives, he stayed.
He did.
He stayed.
Yes.
And so he dwells
Praise
in us.
God.
You know, he's got a will about him, and I want to know that will in my life.
Yes.
He has a mind, and he has emotions. He's a real person.
Yeah.
He's a real person, and he guides us into all truth. And so that's why we're just trying to let our audience know who he is and get people get acquainted with him and find out that he's there to help us, that he is part of the deity.
Yes.
He's a divine trinity. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And, you know, and so there's a lot of things in areas of our life that we want to go and look in. And so tonight we're just going to, I think, pick it up and go with it.
Right.
He's a great subject to talk about. So we prayed over this thing. And
yes, we have.
We're just asking our audience to join with us tonight and get your Bibles out. And,
Get study position.
get your highlighters and follow through with this tonight. And praise the Lord. Just share the goodness of the Lord.
Well, I think we should start. He's the anointing, the source of power for our Christian witness. And I mean, that's what gives us the drive to share Christ with others.
Absolutely.
You know, in Acts, you know, he talks about for John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm so glad that happened.
Me too, because he said you will receive power.
Oh, praise
when
the
Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
That includes Yale, Oklahoma.
That's right.
That includes Ripley and Cushing and Oulton and Jennings and all the good places
everywhere.
Right there.
Yes.
And, it starts where we're at. The Holy Spirit, we're at the Holy Spirit's there.
That's right.
Every step we take, the Holy Spirit walks in us, and that anointing that he brings to our life, oh, it is such wonderful. There's no high.
No.
There is no high that the world can even try to manipulate or try to even compare to the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. If we could bottle it, we'd be rich.
Oh, it was Simon.
Yes.
Simon, he said, I want to buy this.
Right.
Simon saw something. He said, I'm willing to pay money for it. But God says, you can't buy it. It's a gift.
And
hallelujah.
It has to be given to you.
It's a gift. It's a gift to the born again, to every Christian. It is a gift to us. And so praise God for that anointing. It's that source of power.
Yes.
You know, I learned something today. Talking about power, we talk about the word dunamis a lot. It's the Hebrew word for a power, anointed power. And I've always known that it was refers to the dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I learned today, dynamite is just nothing. It sits there. But the word dunamis is when that dynamite is actually lit and explodes.
The power.
It's the power of it.
Right.
It's not just the dynamite.
Right.
It's the power inside that dynamite when it is lit. So we need to be lit
Yes.
By the Holy Spirit of God, so we can explode for the glory of God.
Right.
And be that effective witness.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we need that anointing in our hearts, in our lives. I was trying to look over here in the book of John. Where's that at? In the books. Let me look over real quick, get my Bible out here.
It's right after
1 John, thank you. 1 John 2:20, uh-huh. He says, But you have an unction,
yes,
from the Holy One, and you know all things. That word unction there means you have the anointing.
Yes.
You have the anointing. I have the anointing. You have the anointing.
Right.
We need to be flowing in the anointing.
Yes.
Flow in that anointing. He says, but the anointing which you have received. When a person has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
right,
and they receive that, they receive an anointing.
Right, right. That's true.
That is, it's the freshness of God. It's the power of God. He says, you've received it of him, and it abides in you.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah. This is just wonderful,
yes,
for the church.
It is.
It's wonderful for every believer. It's yours.
It is.
Why wouldn't you want it if it's given to you?
And if you don't have it, you don't have a desire to speak about Jesus. You'll be speaking about all manner of things,
yeah,
but you don't have that unction, like you said, that lit fuse to do
explosion.
What? That's right.
It's an imploding
Praise
explosion.
God. It
implodes on the inside of us.
It's like a fire shut up in your bones.
That's what Jeremiah said.
He did.
It's that stirring inside of us.
God.
It stirs up the gift inside of us. And he reads on there in John, he said, you've received of him, received of God. It doesn't come from the world.
No.
Can't buy it.
Nope.
He said, received it from God. It abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you.
That's right.
That's the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
He wants to teach us of all things.
He does.
And is truth and is no lie.
Praise God.
What he teaches us is fact. What he teaches us is truth.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So yes, when we talk about the anointing, we need, because it empowers.
It does empower.
He empowers the Christian.
Yes, he does.
We my Lord.
We're just bumps on a log without it.
Yeah. Lord, God, give us more of the anointing.
That's right.
You can't get enough of it.
No, you cannot.
You can't get enough of it. You just want more and more and more.
Hungry.
You get hungry for it.
Well, you know, I think in the first part of this lesson, we talked about the disciples were different when they were with Jesus. When they were with Jesus, they were totally dependent on what Jesus said and did. But when he said to them, wait and tarry there until you're endued with power.
Exactly.
And when that Holy Spirit came on those men, they were not the same men. I'm telling you, people, you will not be the same person that you went in that prayer closet as when you come out with the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
It can't happen. It says when all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them, you know, how many of those baptized or filled with the Holy Spirit spoke in tongues?
All of them.
Every one of them. Every one of them.
I like this part here. Everyone that was sitting.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what position.
Right.
They were sitting. Where they were sitting. You can be sitting. You can be standing. You can be kneeling.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit will touch your life.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of times when the Holy Spirit comes sweeping in, you don't stand.
Yeah, you know,
that's power.
We're sitting here and we're talking about this, and
yes,
in my spirit, I'm going to Acts the third chapter, because you're talking about you can't be the same. Well, after Peter and John came out of Pentecost, the first thing they had was going to the temple for their hour of prayer, and it says in verse 3, it said, "Who seeing this lame man was sitting at the gate asking for alms," and he says, fast his eyes upon him and said, "Look on us," and said, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have,
give I thee."
Peter had something he could give. Woo! Glory be to God.
Did.
He had something he could give now.
Yes.
And that's what that anointing does for us.
It does.
We don't keep it bottled up,
mm-hmm,
but we let it out.
Let it out.
We release that anointing to touch other people.
That's right. That's right.
Peter released this here. He says, but such as I have, we possess it. We own it.
That's part of us.
Give thee.
And you're protected. Mm. You know, that's another thing. What did he say about David? He said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. He protects us.
Well, Christ is the anointed one.
Yes.
So if Christ is the anointed one,
yes.
So we're in Christ, then we have that same anointing.
That's right.
When we put on the whole armor of God, Satan don't know if it's us coming or if it's Jesus coming.
But you know, you're only going to receive as much as you will allow.
That's it.
He is not going to just say, you know what? Boom, here you go. You have to be seeking it, and you have to want it
with your whole heart.
Desiring it. And I'm telling you what, it will change your life. It has changed who I am.
Well, yeah. Look what the story goes. The man was healed and he was leaping and praising God. They released a healing into him. But it says over in the fourth chapter, it says, and when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, it gives you a boldness there.
Yes.
And it says, and they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled, watch this, that they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
That's the change.
That is.
When you hang around Jesus, you hang around, he's going to bless you.
He's
going to anoint you. He's going to give you a bonus. He's going to protect you. And it's going to overflow.
Right.
Just like they released it. Oh,
praise God.
Glory be to God.
Well, you know, because when they were with Jesus, they were fearful. Of everything.
They locked the door and hiding.
Yes.
But when the Holy Ghost got
him,
on them.
Denied him.
Yes.
But when the Holy Ghost took over, they like, hang me upside. I don't care what you do to me. You're not going to shut me up.
Yeah. They were, man, they went.
And most every one of them was.
That's what he said. Well, tarry until you be endued with it. They did. They tarried in that upper room. They spent time in prayer, seeking God. And man, on the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. They were in position to receive it. They had the mindset, they had their heart right, and man, did God ever outpour the anointing up on them and bless them.
He sure did.
Let me just read that. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house, every corner of it, where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them as cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. Every one of them had an experience.
Yes.
Every one of them felt something. They received something. They did. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Glory be to God.
Wow.
That's our heritage.
It is.
That's the heritage. It's not for the Assemblies of God only. It's for every person, every born-again believer, regardless of denomination. It is for every born-again believer.
But it's up to you to receive it.
Yeah.
That's the important part. Just ask him for it. I dare you. I dare you to ask him.
Just ask him for it. Glory be to God. Just believe. Believe it, because God gave it as a purpose.
He did. To make us powerful.
Yeah.
To make us a helpmate.
To move on beyond salvation. God's got so much more for us.
So much more.
So much more for us.
You know, in John 14, and let's see, I'll read 16. You know, he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.
Oh, thank God.
That he may abide with you forever.
Yes.
It did not go away, folks.
Like
it did not end in the Old Testament, in the New Testament.
The Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come.
Yes.
And he would leave.
And he would leave.
He would come, he'd anoint them for a season, and he would leave.
Like Samson and all them. It would come on them, and he would leave. Yes.
But the New Testament church.
That's right.
Oh, it come to
stay. It stay forever.
Come to stay.
That's right.
Thank God he walks with us, he abides with us. Glory.
Yes. Well, Jesus walked this earth. He knows. He knows. Yes. How hard it is.
Well, Jesus had the Holy Spirit.
He did. Absolutely.
He received it on
and
the
he
baptism.
Was tempted by Satan.
Yes, he was.
But
immediately after it.
He did. But he just quoted scripture back to him.
That's
just
it.
When Satan comes and knocking, just quote that scripture.
So when we read the scripture, we get it into our spirit.
Yes.
And then it's like putting into our spiritual bank.
Right.
Well, when we need it, the Holy Spirit can bring that out, make a withdrawal, and he can bring that to our remembrance so we can speak that out.
Yes.
but you'll never have it until you read the Word.
Right.
But if you read the Word, it gets in your spiritual bank. Yes. You can make that withdrawal because the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance.
Was it David that said, write your words on the tablet of my heart that I might not sin against you? And I pray that.
Yes.
Because, I, you know, anybody that knows me knows that I have a remembering problem. So, I mean, he does. He brings it to me at just the right moment. It comes to me. You know, so also he inspired the scriptures. The Holy Spirit inspired the scriptures.
Absolutely. So if we have trouble understanding it, ask the Holy Spirit.
Ask the Holy Spirit.
Ask him to interpret it for you.
He used man to write it, but he wrote it.
Yes.
So
he used our hands.
Yes. And his words.
Yep.
Yes. Scriptures, let's see. If we go to 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21, it talks about, but know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human, okay?
Yes.
Human will. But men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
Amen. Moved by the Holy, under the influence.
Yes.
That's what he talks about there in Ephesians, I believe it's the fifth chapter. Let me read over here real quick. The book of Ephesians, when he tells us, be not drunk with wine or in excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Right.
He wants us under the influence,
right,
under his control, as we submit our will to his will. Look what these men did.
Mm-hmm.
They were under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and that's how we got the Word of God.
Right.
They penned it down.
Yes.
As the Holy Spirit spake, he showed them, revealed to him, they wrote it down. What kind of books are we writing today?
Right.
What are we writing down for? Because we're hearing from the gospel.
That's right.
That we're writing it. But if we be filled with the Spirit of God, he can move on us.
That's true.
To write books, to write poems, write songs.
And I believe
songs,
that he does. Absolutely.
Write sermons.
Mm-hmm.
Write these podcasts.
That's right.
Is what the Holy Spirit does. He gives us that boldness and the courage to step out.
Yes.
He told us to count the cost. He said, count the cost. He said, I got plans. I got purpose for you.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit's walking with us. He's given us everything we need to walk.
Right.
Oh, praise the Lord.
He's the fire. He's the power. He's the one that makes you want to study.
Amen.
He's like, don't you want to know about that?
He'll prompt you.
He will.
He'll prompt
you. He will. And if you'll just do it, then I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. You can't help but, you know, you're just going to be blessed.
Very true. Very true.
He calls and sends out ministers.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Acts 13, 2 through 4. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart from me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. The two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit.
That's it. Now, notice there, he said, whereunto I have called them.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit will speak to us.
Right.
If we listen to him, he'll
That's
speak
right.
to our hearts. He'll guide us. He'll direct us in that. And that, my Lord, he'll call
and
you.
And he told them where not to go.
Exactly.
That's important.
He told Paul,
don't go into Asia.
That's right.
You know.
That's why, you know, he'll put up red flags.
Mm-hmm.
He'll warn you.
Yes,
he'll
he
warn you of dangers ahead. He'll warn you of false teachers, of false prophets, or false words that are out there. He'll warn you.
Yes.
And if you'll be obedient to that, he'll keep you out of a lot of trouble.
He will.
He'll keep you out of hot water.
Yes.
If you'll listen to him by the nudging and the convicting and the convincing of the Holy Spirit, he'll order our steps.
He will.
And it's the right thing. Oh, thank God he calls and he sends and he directs.
Right.
Such a friend.
He is.
What a friend. What a friend.
I mean,
we found
he was
in Jesus.
Sent here to help us. That's something we need to remember is, you know, he's here as a helpmate, as a comforter.
Yeah.
But
I think the Greek word is paraclete.
Paraclete. I know. And praise God, because if he wasn't here, we would not be doing a lot of the things that we're doing. Yeah. We would just
He's the
Roll
Newman.
Over.
He's the Newman. He's the wind.
Yes.
He's the source of who we are.
Yes.
That thank God for the calling upon people. And God's still calling people today.
It is. Yes, he is.
He's still calling young people today and
oh, yeah.
children and youth. And Because the mission of God hasn't stopped.
No.
The Great Commission is still in force.
Absolutely.
And he's still looking for people who listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, who will respond to that
right.
nudging or the calling upon their heart to fulfill the Father's will.
Yes.
And so the Holy Spirit is still here. Thank God he's still here.
Yes.
And, praise the Lord. He's such a friend for the church that we need in a Bible. What else does the Holy Spirit do?
Like you said, he restricts us from certain actions, but he fills our hearts with God's love.
Oh.
That's in Romans 5:5. God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Fills us.
Yes.
Fills
yes.
us.
And, you know, he also fills our hearts with love to express to others. You know, keeps you from being hung up on yourself, I guess, you know. But he will lead and guide the children of God.
That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
As every believer, we need that inside help.
Mm-hmm.
We need someone who's got foresight, foreknowledge. You know, I heard a statement that I thought was kind of funny. He said that guy was so narrow-minded he could look through a keyhole with both eyes.
Goodness gracious.
Pretty narrow-minded.
That's pretty bad.
But God has not called us to be narrow-minded like that. But God has called us to experience the Holy Spirit
right.
to lead us as the, and I'm so thankful to be called a child of God.
Oh, me too.
Praise I'm thankful God. That we can be called the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the book of Acts, it says here they were first called Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful I can be called a Christian praise follower, God. Christian believer
yes.
in Jesus Christ. I thank God I've been saved. Thank God I've been chosen by him.
Yes.
I've got so much reason to rejoice. And so all of that, it brings full circle to how he leads us
yes.
and guides us as a peculiar people,
mm-hmm.
as a royal nation, a chosen generation, how we are so blessed to have the Holy Spirit's
yes.
guidance in our lives.
Because the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, which is what you just said.
That's priceless.
It is. And, you know, he helps us to pray. Now, this is very important, especially to a new Christian. You know, you may say, well, I don't know what to say to God.
Yeah.
I don't. You just start talking.
Yeah.
You just start talking.
It's communication.
That's right. Let him know about your day. Let him know what your fears are. What your you know, pray for that Holy Spirit to come yeah. in and take that fear and things away. And you know, you're gonna start out crawling before you can walk.
That's it.
So just don't be afraid to do it. He's ready and waiting for you to come to him.
David, I think David had one of the probably when you read the book of Psalms about David's life. David was an open book.
Yes.
And I think David shared a lot of his life. And, you know, David would complain. He would murmur.
He was human, wasn't he?
He was human. But David wrote all of that down to show us that it's okay to just communicate with
it
God.
It is. We make mistakes.
Just go to God. Go to him. And you know, Jesus said during Matthew, he said, learn of me.
Yes.
Learn of me. Well, how are you going to learn about God if you don't just talk to him?
Exactly.
You know, that's all a prayer is communicating with God. But here's the time is we get so caught up in telling God, but we never take time to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just take time to listen.
Right.
Sometimes it's so important. And, you know, God is a hoot to hang around.
Yeah, he is.
You know, I preached a funeral here not long ago and the young man that had passed away, he said, this was his words. He said, I think Jesus was a pretty cool guy. And, you know, that's how he saw him.
That's right. We're supposed to view them that way. We're made in their image.
Yeah.
You know,
thee and thou.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't work for everybody. It's just being real with
just
God.
Just talk to him
just
like
be
you would
real with God.
Your best friend.
Yeah.
Just talk to him.
That's it. He knows us inside and out.
He is.
And but he loves to hear from us.
Exactly. Yes. He wants to hear from us. That's it. He walked in the garden with Adam. He came down and walked with Adam.
In the
Adam.
Cool of the day.
God did that.
Yeah.
So,
and we're no different now. That's why he sent his spirit. He said, it is expedient that I go away. It's necessary. It's important that I go away.
Yes.
Because if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit can't
come. That's right.
So Jesus saw the value. He saw the value of this Holy Spirit coming. So we as a Christian, we need to see the value of His coming.
Right.
We need to see that importance, how He affects our lives today.
Absolutely.
See, when a person receives salvation, they receive the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But that's for everybody. But God said, I got more for you.
Right.
I've got more. I want you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He said, I want you to receive that anointing. So we need to move on. That's two different, a whole different case. That's two completely different occasions.
That's true.
You know, God comes and sets up a spirit of penance. Yes, He does. But God said, I want to give you something else.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give you the baptism of the
Holy Spirit. That's right.
And that's what we're talking about.
That's the gift.
That's the gift of
it.
That's the gift of it. That's when you start seeing more of the fruits of the Spirit. That's when you start seeing the gifts of the Spirit flowing.
Right. Well, Corinthians 12, 4 and 11 talks about those gifts, and we'll cover them very quickly. There's different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes it. That's something you have to know. To one, there's given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, that's a good one, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and still another interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit,
Amen.
And He distributes them to each one just as He determines.
That's it.
Because, you know, if we all did the exact same gift, we got to spread it out a little bit.
That's right. We're a body.
That's right.
The body has different parts. The body has different functions. And God gives us these gifts to be distributed in the church.
Right.
He wants people to be involved.
Exactly.
He wants more than just a preacher and a teacher. He wants the people in the church to be involved and experience this.
Yes.
He wants people to be engaged in this. And the Holy Spirit, we want to see the manifestation.
Yes.
The manifestation of the Spirit.
I want to see healings.
Absolutely.
I want to see those miracles.
I want to see the gifts. And that ought to be a desire.
It is,
for the church. If we're not seeing this.
Seek it.
Seek it.
Yeah. Everybody needs to be seeking it.
Lord, show us how we can receive this. And that's a challenge to my personal self, to our church, and to every audience. That, let that be a challenge to you. Lord, this is here. This has not died out.
No, it has not.
This has not gone away.
We have gotten lazy.
Yes.
We are slacking. It's still happening. People are still getting healed all over the world.
Yeah.
These miracles are still happening. But just at, you know, you just have to remember, if you allow Him to equip you with the Holy Spirit, the things that are going to change in your life are mind-blowing.
Yeah. It happened to Peter and John.
Exactly.
Look what they did.
Yes.
They went forth, started immediately, started working in the flowing of the Spirit, seeing people healed, been lame all of his life.
That's right.
God healed him instantly, immediately. There's divine healing.
Absolutely.
It's still real today, still relevant today.
The cross
has not lost its power.
No, it has not.
The blood has not lost its power. The Holy Ghost has not lost His power.
No.
We just got to get closer to the fire.
Right.
We're the church. We must decrease, but He must increase.
That's right.
We got to get more. Don't get me to preach.
I know. Here he goes.
can't help myself.
But the Holy Spirit enables the believer to bear the fruit of a godly life and to grow in holiness.
Amen.
In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. These things go right hand in hand with the Holy Spirit.
They do.
They're just gifts. So, you know, let the Holy Spirit, you know, He's a sanctifier. Let him produce that holiness in you.
Amen.
And change you, give you that power that you're seeking. You know, if you've ever been afraid of something, people are paralyzed in fear, right? But when you pray and you allow the Holy Spirit to step in and take over your life, that fear becomes a distant memory.
Amen. That's good.
And you are no longer afraid.
That's a good word.
He is everything, and I believe this, and I'm speaking from experience about fear. You know, He gives us a peace that passes all understanding. He says that fear is not from Him.
Amen.
So just trust in Him. Get to know the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Amen. Be alone.
He's a friend.
Yeah, and I'm not even saying get up in front of the church. And, you know, I'm just saying get alone with God and get to know the Holy Spirit.
You know, I'm sitting here and I feel like the Holy Spirit is leading me to this scripture right here. I know we're about to wrap up another podcast here. But he says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yeah.
That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step of receiving Christ.
That's right.
Then you're ready to receive the anointing of the baptism
That's
of the
right.
Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
That's the only stipulation. That's the only
mm-hmm.
requirement
is
to receive Christ and be born again. And he says, and that is to the glory of God the Father. Then he says these words, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
That's right.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Praise God.
We were bought with a price.
Yes.
We belong to him.
Yes.
And we are God's possession.
That's right.
And so therefore, when the Holy Spirit works in our life, it is God that's working in us to do his will and to do his good pleasure.
That's right. That's right. He's already done the work.
He's already done
all
it.
The hard stuff is
and
done.
And we get to enjoy that.
That's right. We get to reap the benefits.
We get to be a part of God's wonderful, magnificent
yes.
plan.
Praise God.
Oh, praise you, Jesus.
This is good. This was good. I hope that we covered everything, that we didn't miss anything. I'm sure we did, because the Holy Spirit is such a lot.
It's a lifelong experience.
It is.
It's a lifelong.
Yes.
Praise be
That's
to God.
True.
Let's pray for our audience tonight.
Yes, let's pray.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Lord, as my granny used to say, wonderful master. Wonderful master. Lord, we just rejoice tonight, Lord, in your word. Lord, we thank you for the subject of the Holy Spirit. Lord, who is our friend, who is the architect, who is the guidance of our life tonight, Lord, as we just pray for our audience, Lord, that they're right there, they may be listening tonight, God, that may be hurting. Lord, they may be going some difficult times in their life right now. Lord, they may be asking questions of why and how long and why me. Oh, glory to God. But Holy Spirit, you're a friend.
Yes.
Lord, and I pray that you'll just go to right where they are and begin to minister to that heart that's hurting right now. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, over that person, Lord, that needs a healing in their body. Lord, the one right now who needs courage, Lord, where fear has gripped them and is trying to strangle them and choke them. Lord, I pray deliverance. I pray, Lord, that that anointing right now would anoint that preacher. Lord, anoint that teacher. Lord, anoint that teenager. Lord, for the ministry at school on the campus right now. Lord, that you would anoint that bus driver. Lord, anoint that worker in the workplace right now. Lord, that you would give them the courage and the boldness to witness to that coworker. Father, we pray the Holy Spirit would shine in our lives, and Lord, shine in our lives and our churches as never before. Lord, in these last days, Lord, empower us, Lord, empower us, Lord, to accomplish and do your will. Father, we thank you for you're still healing, you're still saving, Lord, and you're still baptizing in the Holy Ghost. Lord, we love you and we give you the praise for touching our people, touching our audience tonight. We love you and we bless you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you, folks, for joining us. We love y'all and are praying for you. And until next time, we'll be back, I promise. Thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.